T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Mercedes and JC here. Thanks for downloading our podcast.
Yes, you've downloaded it. Now subscribe to it. And while you're at it, share it with your friends.
And don't forget to follow us on social, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Mercedes in the AM. And on Facebook, Mercedes in the Morning.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Thank you guys so much for coming out to Not So Silent Night. What a blast. What a performance last night from Blue October and Matt Nathanson, Ashley and Evan and Bryn Elliott. We had so much fun.
We were having so much fun last night that we said, you know what? Why don't we kind of roll tape on some of the stuff that's going down behind the scenes at Not So Silent Night, some of the people we've been interacting. We decided to record some of our conversations from last night.
Yeah, it was really fun. Check out some of the action here.
Okay, we're backstage at Not So Silent Nights, and I'm waiting to see this guy all weekend long. It's Mercedes' brother, Mario. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too.
How was your weekend celebration?
It was fantastic.
Yeah?
It was a lot of fun.
Should we say how old he's turning or no?
It's up to him, but all I have to say is that, man, he had a rough go this morning. Am I right?
Yeah, it was rough.
You went out last night to, was it Scotch 80s? I saw
yes,
the Palms,
yes.
And why was it a rough go? Because alcohol or what?
Yeah, just the whole just the whole experience. I just dialed it up to 11 the whole night.
We were all hurting this morning, I think, but especially Mario, because you know, when it's your birthday, everyone like focuses on you and they buy you drinks and this and that. And so yeah, he got up this morning for 3 minutes, grabbed the biggest bottle of water I own, and then I didn't see him for the rest of the afternoon.
What time did you wake up? Because right now, Not So Silent Night time, it's about 5:15. What time did you wake up today?
So I woke up to get that water about 8:30, and then I disappeared again for till about 2.
And much like your sister, you'd have to worry about your fantasy football team today, right?
Oh, yeah. What's going on with you and Sophie? At one point, I know she was beating you,
yeah.
And then I checked again, and you were beating her.
Well, it stands. I am beating her 120-something to 109, and we both have a player playing Monday night. So it comes down to her and I can't relax until tomorrow night.
Are you stressing out? Because this is for the money. If you win, you go to the finals,
the championship, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Are you going to make my kid cry?
And then I saw last night on Instagram, you guys ran into a celebrity.
Oh, my God. It was the craziest thing. So last night, we're sitting at dinner, and I'm mad at my husband because he's on his phone the whole time. I'm like, can you just stop? Like, we're trying to be together here and have a nice conversation. He's like, I'm getting something done. And I'm like, what? He goes, Jason Giambi is sitting behind you. Our financial guy golfs with him. I'm texting him to see if he'll come over and say hi to you. Yeah. So this is all happening. So I turn around and I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So 2 minutes later, I look behind me and he's standing there. He goes, I just have to say, I'm a big fan.
No way.
I love listening to you and JC. Oh my gosh. We listen every morning. You guys talk about Bryce Harper a lot. I wish that would stop.
Really?
Yes. He listens every morning. Every morning.
Oh my gosh,
him
so
and
awesome.
Him and his wife.
It Mrs. was Giambi?
Yes, Christiane is her name. And she was so nice. And so get this, I don't have my phone on me. He's like, take my number. Let's get together sometime. So he texted me first thing this morning. He's like, I hope we stay in touch. It's crazy. It's crazy.
We should start a softball team just so Jason Giambi could be on a softball team.
Can you imagine? We have our lineups coming out. It's you, it's me, it's Tempesta, and then Jason Giambi goes out.
We actually set that up for your birthday. That was my gift to you, was Jason Giambi showing up there.
I had a feeling, but yeah. I appreciate it.
He ended up buying a bottle of wine for the table because of Mario's birthday.
Yeah.
It was so nice.
Was it cheap wine? Is that why you have a headache this morning?
No, it was a great bottle.
I'm sure Jason Giambi buys nothing but fine wine.
Well, he asked, what bottle do you want? And I felt bad, like, asking for anything. So I just said, well, what we already had. And we ordered the cheap wine because we were paying for it. So it was just another bottle of our cheap wine. But it was still the thought that counts.
I would look at the wine list. That one right there, the $300
bottle. Yeah, $1,300, no problem.
All right, this is good. This is a hanging out backstage and Not So Silent Night. It's a good time. Anything else?
Still waiting on the artists. We're about to do the meet and greets here shortly, but this has been fun. And coming up, my sister will be around.
Yes, yes. Mario, the youngest of the family, joining us again. Happy birthday, my friend. I almost called him my brother, my friend. All right.
This is Mercedes in the Morning.
So it's upbeat. We're having a lot of fun.
On Mix 94.1.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. Thank you to everyone that showed up last night to the joint for our Not So Silent Night. What a concert it was.
We had so much fun. And yeah, it was so great to see so many of you celebrating the holidays a little early. Blow October was fantastic. So was Matt Nathanson. I really loved meeting Ashley and Evan. They were so nice. And then, of course, Bryn Elliott, who I kind of felt like so proud, like a proud parent, because she started out in our New Artist Spotlight. Mm-hmm. And there she was on the stage at the joint. We were kind of recording stuff off stage, and you heard a little bit of it earlier. I think as the night went on, we got a little more
loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
Trying to have some fun.
Maybe someone had a drink or two. I don't know.
We decided, you know what, let's roll roll tape on some of the behind-the-scenes action that went down at Not So Silent Night. And we did, and we have it here for you now. So take a listen to this.
Backstage part two at Not So Silent Night, and it's Mercedes family is here. We're rolling now, Mercedes.
Oh, yeah.
Who do we have here?
Okay, so this is my brother-in-law,
right,
Andrew.
Now.
Oh, okay. And then this is my sister, Monica.
Hello.
Yes, Miss Squeaky Voice. Miss Squeaky Voice.
You look gorgeous. Look beautiful as always.
See, God, you're so sweet. Well, you look amazing always.
And then here's Andrew. How are you doing? Can you be on the radio? Or are you?
I can be on the radio. I don't go to the gym as much as you do, but I look good.
How was the celebration last night?
Oh, it was excellent. Great birthday party. Excellent restaurant. Yeah.
Giambi made an appearance, a cameo.
And they were hungover this morning, I bet.
Who was?
You guys. You drank a lot of whiskey.
Moving a little slow.
Scotch.
A little gingerly.
Oh, you guys are up next. So go up next. They're going to meet Blue October right now. Mario, come here. We're back on the radio again. And your sister and brother-in-law meeting Blue October.
Yes, they are.
How are they doing with their meet and greet so far, do you think?
I think they're handling it very well. I think they're doing very well.
Mercedes?
What?
I don't know.
It's kind of crazy here backstage. So Blue October, did we talk about what they brought?
No,
for us?
I didn't explain anything. Go ahead.
Okay, so we had interviews scheduled with them for the past few weeks to come on the show, and things happen, life happened, so we missed. Justin wasn't able to call it.
Three times.
Yes.
We love him. We love him. We're so excited. But we set it scheduled interviews, and all three of them, he couldn't make it.
He forgot to call and blah blah blah. Well, he just brought flowers for me, which I thought was the nicest thing ever.
I did point out they're the same flowers you find as the centerpiece at Mr. Lucky's, but
it's a thought that counts, JC. Come on.
He did have a card as well. He had a card apologizing for the interview, and then it was his birthday on Friday, and Heather brought out a cake, so we had a little birthday celebration.
Yes, and he loved that. So tonight really is going to be a huge party. I think we're going to celebrate the holidays, we're going to celebrate this concert, and we're going to celebrate his birthday at the same time. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Now let's go back to your brother-in-law, Andrew. What is the best part about being now tied into the Martinez family?
The best part is having such wonderful siblings, amazing people to be around.
He's lying. He hates me.
There's no lie detector test, right?
No,
we're fine. So we'll stick with that.
What do you think my sister and I have in common?
Your stunning good looks, your great personality.
I thought you were going to say our temper.
That's the sweetest thing.
No, she's the one with the bad temper. You're great.
Yeah. Now, your sister, Mercedes, is always talking about how you guys are always traveling the world. You're in Egypt. You're on all kinds of stuff. Where's the next big trip?
Oh, Bali, actually.
Bali, yeah.
Yes, I'm excited for that. So that'll be cool. But I don't think we're going to be traveling as much as last year. Last year was big.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Can we say what we talked about last night that I hope that happens this year?
Oh, no.
Babies?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's it.
Not really?
Yes.
I'm in my second trimester currently.
Are you guys going to try to have kids?
Possibly.
We might try, but not do it.
Hold on now. The whiskey was flowing about 2 hours, almost 3 hours in. So let's, yeah. And I was at the end of the bar when I heard about this.
By the way, I had three drinks, the same price as one of your rosés.
Whatever. We paid the bill, so don't worry about it.
Well, there he goes with the whole Martinez family, outside of your brother who's in Mexico, right?
New Mexico.
New Mexico,
yes.
So. Merry Christmas.
This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Just real people in there, like, totally fine.
On Mix 94.1.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. I would describe last night's not-so-silent night, our big concert at the Joint, as magical.
It was. I'm still kind of reveling in the high of it all. Like, we just had a great time hanging out, getting into the holiday spirit, and just some of the most amazing performances I have ever seen. Blue October, love Matt Nathanson. He's so much fun. He had us laughing. Ashley and Evan, Bryn Elliott. And most of all, it was just, it meant a lot to see so many of you. And I think some of you were kind of like freaked out by the fact that we were recording stuff for the show today.
I turned to Mercedes at one point and I said, you know, this is a magical night. We're having so much fun. I'm like, how can we capture this magic and give it to everyone on Monday morning? And Mercedes says, why don't we start recording stuff? And I'm like, why don't we?
This is good stuff.
So I hate saying rolled some tapes, because actually Jocelyn had a professional recording device with her to record stuff. But we recorded some of the action last night from Not So Silent Night. It certainly was interesting, and here's some of it.
All right, so we're backstage now, and we're backstage at Not So Silent Night with the big, big boss.
This is the big, big boss. Not, you know, we talk about J-Love, and he's our boss, but this is the big, big boss. His name is Dan, and Dan is already, wanting to pick a bone with you on something.
I'm in trouble, boss?
I just think you overblinged, even for Vegas, and you may have overblinged.
My brooch.
Your brooch.
Jeez, yeah. You have a lapel pin on. Yeah. It's like a brooch.
Yes.
Hey, look, hold on. Now, the Boss Junior is here, J-Love.
Why got to be Boss Junior?
What? Boss Senior, Boss Junior.
Yeah, okay, I give him that. I look a lot younger.
What are you drinking?
Straight Jack Daniels.
Wow.
Boss Senior, do you approve of Boss Junior drinking on the job?
Let's erase that for the break. He's joking. Joking, Weezy. It's Kool-Aid.
So JC, is this a new thing with your brooch/lapel pin?
Yes, this is very stylish. And the flashy gold is to celebrate the holiday season.
Where is it stylish at? It's going to come to the United States soon.
Yes, yeah, exactly. It's big in Europe. European. It'll be here next year. I know what I get Dan for Christmas. A brooch.
If he got you one of these, Mr. Boss, would you wear it?
Not ever. Not a single time ever.
Well, we have our Christmas party. Our company holiday party is coming up on Thursday. How about we do a test and have you wear it and see what people say to you? See if you get more likes or dislikes.
I'm the boss, so I'll get more likes.
Now, I'm envious of the boss because he's a motorcycle man. He rides his bike. Can I go out riding with you?
Without that brooch on, but otherwise, anytime you want.
Otherwise, you're fine. Would he ride
a very different message.
Would he ride on the back of your bike and hold on to you, or do you have a sidecar for him?
No.
I need to learn how to ride a bike. I need to get a bike, and then I can join the boss's bike gang.
I think you should just do the sidecar thing. I really think that would be the way to go.
All right, who should we talk to next? That's it?
Let's do a random, like poll to see who likes the brooch, okay?
Okay. And you can see that we'll post, I'll have Jocelyn right now post a picture of the brooch on Instagram.
Okay.
So everyone that's listening right now, you can say if you like the brooch or not.
Okay, this is the boss's niece. What do you think of this thing?
I actually really like the brooch.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
A young, stylish woman likes it.
This is the boss's wife. What do you think of this brooch?
Let me put my readers on first. It's beautiful.
Ah! Okay, the boss, the ladies like it. That's all that matters. Yeah. Thank you.
This is Mercedes in the Morning.
I love them in the morning. A good start to your day.
On Mix 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.